You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The official demolition of Zorin Arena at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire is scheduled to take place this week. The university has already started tearing down the nearby Kerr Theater and Brewer Hall as it advances plans to turn that section of the campus into green space and a pedestrian walkway. The arena had previously served as the home for basketball games, as well as commencement ceremonies and political rallies. Those events now take place at the new Sonnentag facility, which officially opened earlier this year. A section of eastbound I-94 near Menominee was shut down on Monday morning following a crash involving two commercial vehicles. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, the crash occurred at around 11 a.m. near mile marker 48. Their initial investigation found that one of the commercial vehicles rear-ended the other while it was on the shoulder of the highway. One of the vehicles caught on fire and one of the occupants suffered minor injuries. The section of highway was closed for hours with a detour in place between exits 48 and 52. The Northwest Wisconsin region has once again been hit with Canadian wildfire smoke, causing hazy skies and air quality issues as temperatures heat up. National Weather Service officials say the air quality should begin to improve as hot and humid weather reaches the region on Wednesday. While the hot and humid weather will improve the air quality, it will also threaten much of the state with an extreme heat watch. Northwest Wisconsin residents should plan to limit their time outdoors this week between the poor air quality and extreme heat in the forecast. Governor Tony Evers has declared this week as Aviation Week in Wisconsin in honor of the Experimental Aircraft Association Air Venture event in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture is one of the world's largest air shows and draws hundreds of thousands of people from across the state and greater Midwest region. Officials say around 686,000 people attended Air Venture in 2024, bringing a significant economic impact to the region. The yearly event features thousands of aircrafts, including aerobatic performances, pyrotechnics, and more. Months after emerging victorious in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, Justice-elect Susan Crawford is finally set to be sworn in. Crawford will officially take her seat on the court for a 10-year term on August 1st with a ceremony in the state capitol rotunda at 4:30 p.m. Her victory in the April election preserved a 4-3 liberal majority on the state's highest court. State Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor has announced her candidacy for the 2026 election, which could further solidify the liberal majority. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day on August 9th. According to a press release, the event is part of a statewide effort to get more residents involved in monitoring the state's waterways for invasive plants and animals that could threaten their natural ecosystem. Volunteers will gather at local training sites to learn how to identify invasive species before visiting designated monitoring areas. Residents can register to participate in the event online until August 8th. Local child care workers, activists, and parents attended a rally at Phoenix Park in Eau Claire over the weekend, urging state legislators to invest more funding in child care. The event was organized by Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed following the completion of the new biennial state budget. Organizers say the funding approved for supporting the child care industry is not enough to keep many facilities running. They're urging lawmakers to pass already proposed legislation that would provide $480 million in child care investments. The criminal cases against a pair of Cumberland residents accused of delivering methamphetamine during a drug sting will go to trial this fall. 39-year-old Nicholas Schick and 35-year-old Amber Hirsch were both charged with felony delivery of meth as party to a crime in Barron County Circuit Court in relation to the drug sting. Both entered not guilty pleas to the charges, and jury trials for both were scheduled for November 3rd. If convicted, Schick and Hirsch are facing up to 12.5 years in prison and fines of up to $25,000. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing safety tips for kids riding ATVs and UTVs. DNR officials say there have already been 21 fatal crashes this year, most of which involved riders who were not wearing a helmet or seatbelt. They're reminding younger riders that helmets are required for anyone under 18 years old, and riders under 16 years old must operate age-appropriate vehicles. They're also reminding anyone born in 1988 or later that they are required to complete an ATV safety certification course before operating alone. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature seeks to address a shortage in the number of school bus drivers across the state. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles, the number of bus drivers in the state has fallen by nearly 20% over the last 15 years. The legislation would make it easier for older drivers to keep their license by requiring drivers over 70 years old to retake their driver's test every 4 years instead of every 2 years. About a quarter of school bus drivers in the state are over 65 years old. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Miz takes on the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Seattle, where the Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski faces the Mariners, the Crew winning last night 6-0. Brandon Woodruff went 6 innings on just 62 pitches, allowing only 2 hits in the shutout. Milwaukee now with an 11-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers sign right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year deal worth $88 million, over $30 million in a signing bonus, the largest ever for an NFL offensive lineman. What makes Zach Tom so special?
I think he can play any position. He kind of found his home at right tackle. I think his versatility is one of the things that makes him special. I think he can play all five, and there's not a lot of guys that can do that. I would say that he's got the athleticism. I think he's a very intelligent football player, and he's played pretty consistent over the course of the last few years.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're in the Madison area and looking for a cool event, check out the annual Atwood Fest. This amazing music festival features 3 stages, great food, and great East Side vibes. Saturday, you can catch bands like Rare Element, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band, love that name, American Scarecrows, and Madison favorites VO5. Sunday features local favorites like Steely Dane, the Jeremiah Jams Band, and the Mark Hembry Bluegrass Band. Atwood Fest takes place, you guessed it, in Madison's Atwood Hood this Saturday, July 26th from noon to 10 p.m., and Sunday, the 27th, from noon to 7:30. Who doesn't love a Cinderella story, especially when it's literally a Cinderella story? Disney is in the works for a new take on the classic Rodgers and Hammerstein story of the overworked Cinderella. The new look will be told from the standpoint of the godparents. Jennifer Lopez is attached as an executive producer, but there is no cast attached yet. The original Cinderella dropped in 1957 with Julie Andrews playing the title character. If you're looking for a whodunit that takes place in a beautiful setting, here's one of Pete's picks that will fit the bill. Untamed stars Aussie actors Eric Bana and Sam Neill and is set in Yosemite National Park. Bana plays a federal agent who oversees the park alongside state park rangers led by Neill. The first scene, which involves 2 rock climbers and a dead body, will knock your socks off. Bana's character Kyle Turner tracks a killer while dealing with his own demons. Untamed dropped July 17th on Netflix, where all 6 episodes are available to stream. Wes Anderson fans, listen up, yo. His latest effort, The Phoenician Scheme, will be available to stream later this week. Deadline.com has announced the film will drop on Peacock Friday, July 25th. The film by the director of Rushmore and Bottle Rocket is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and stars Benicio del Toro, Tom Hanks, Michael Cera, and Scarlett Johansson. 2 films in their first week of release cracked the top 5 but could not unseat Superman as box office champ over the weekend. Superman's sophomore outing on the big screen brought in $57 million, more than doubling the take of another blockbuster in Jurassic World Rebirth. The film about the Man of Steel, directed by James Gunn and starring David Cornsweet and Rachel Brosnahan, has now taken in $235 million domestically in 2 weeks. Coming in second place with a distant $23 million big ones was the aforementioned Jurassic World Rebirth. The film has been in theaters 3 weeks now and has pulled in $276 million domestically, despite mediocre reviews. The 2 newcomers are Sony Pictures' I Know What You Did Last Summer reboot with $13 million, which was good enough for 3rd place. And in 4th place, it was The Smurfs, which sang the blues with $11 million. Brad Pitt's F1 sped to 5th place with $9.5 million. Fear not, there is another blockbuster right around the corner in Fantastic Four. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.